What the Actual Fork podcast is co-hosted by two intuitive eating registered dietitians, yours truly, Sammy Previtt, owner of Fine Food Freedom, and Jenna Warner, owner of Happy Strong Healthy.
We can't stand diet culture bullshit and love keeping it real. Our mission is for all humans to believe that they are made for so much more than chasing a smaller body. We are also here to share with you that food can be fun and pleasurable again.
Although we are medical professionals, we are human beings too. We are not afraid to share our deepest, darkest secrets and how many years of our lives were taken by diet culture.
We started this podcast so no human has to feel alone in their journey towards food freedom. So get comfy and join us for a casual combo where you can expect to laugh, cry, learn, and grow.
We are so grateful that you're here. So if you enjoy this podcast and want to connect further, we invite you to follow along on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod and subscribe, rate, and review our podcast so we can continue to share this message with more and more people. Now, let's get into it.
Happy New Year with the Actual Fork family. It is Sam and Jenna. It is January, what, 2nd? Feels like the first.
Is it?
But it's the second.
It's the second. It is. Good to know.
And we're here. Happy New Year.
We made it. And I'm so happy that you're here. I feel like we haven't got to talk in so long. So I'm so happy.
But
I got your text. I was meaning to text you and be like, oh my gosh, we have to record. But I'm so excited because that means I get to see you.
I know. It's like scheduling like a date together. It just feels so comfy and cozy. And I feel like you and I came into this episode with the exact same idea that we haven't made individual posts on ins and outs for 2024. And I'm gonna be honest with you, I haven't done any goal setting. I haven't done any like sit down planning for this year. And I'm okay with that.
Same.
But let's use today to discuss the ins and outs that are going viral all over social media.
Yeah. So it's so funny that you had came into this episode because I literally wrote that down. And I've been seeing people's posts and it is funny what people are writing. So I want to hear from you first. Like, should we both go with ins first and then we'll transition to outs?
Yeah, we'll go back and forth. So okay. I'll go first with my first in for 2024 is I am actually going to either invest in or find an app that will actually lock me out of social media after a certain amount of time. Because for me, in and my like word of 2024 is the only actual thing that I've done is going to be presence. And I have literally found that my addiction to social media of just like that default of grabbing my phone is just taking me out of so many important like things. And if it's not taking me out of moments, it's actually like ruining my mood. And I just don't have the space to have a bad mood at this point in time in my life. And so I'm going to say my first out is scrolling on social.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or my first in is decreasing social media time.
I get what you're saying. It's like the same thing.
Right.
Well, it's so funny. So many parallels here that you're like, the only thing I've done is like chosen a word because I had at the end of December with our Fine Food Freedom membership, we do like a masterclass each month. And the one was all about like reframing resolutions last month because fucking resolutions suck. But if you like to set them, no shame. But I despise them. And so we talked about like setting a word. And so my word was contentment, and very similar to being present, right? Is like, I just want to be content. And I feel like, and I thought about this when I was going through the masterclass, and I would like to hear your thoughts. Sorry, I'm going on a tangent.
No, I love it.
So like when I was so wrapped up in diet culture, I was so obsessed with food and my body specifically and what my body looked like. I could never be present, right? I was never content. And I've noticed, very similar to what you're saying, is like, okay, that doesn't exist anymore. Like I literally have full food freedom. Yes, negative body image things will creep in here and there. Like nobody is perfect, but I don't let it ruin my entire day, like week, year, et cetera. So I've noticed that those kind of things that I struggled with obsessive thoughts of food and body, exactly like you said, it just like transfers to another area of life where it's like, okay.
Enter in motherhood.
Motherhood, social media, entrepreneurship of like, just when, yeah. And I've just noticed it more and more and more. And it's like always wanting the next best thing, right? Always wanting to achieve the next goal. And there's nothing wrong with like challenging yourself and setting goals in ways that are, you know, pleasant mentally, physically, and emotionally. But so that was something I really noticed. And I had wrote contentment down, and that was like the only thing that I've done related to any type of goal setting.
I started a vision board, and mine only has my word on it. So there you go.
Perfect.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
So I don't know if this is an in or an out, but like, I totally agree with you. I mean, this last from what, December 22nd to literally yesterday, I have not, like, any posts that you've seen on social have been pre-scheduled from like weeks prior. Like, I have not touched my phone, and I have not only enjoyed it so much, but I don't miss it at all. And I'm starting to hear that obsession go down, but I don't know what to do with that. I have no idea what to do with that. So I'm going to just bring
it.
Thank you. I guess for an in, it's as in contentment, I guess it's just like quiet time or so I'm like, is this an out or is this an in? Because it's like,
okay, they can meld.
Yeah, they can meld. Mm-hmm. In is quiet time. Out is, I'm going to just back what you said, like the constant scrolling, the need to perform and to be on. It's wild.
It really is. And it's so distracting from what's important. And so this actually goes, that's like the perfect way to segue into what my first out is. And I feel like you love her, so this might be hard. And please, to our listeners, like, this is not anything against her, but, and I'm going to describe it better.
I'm so excited,
like,
my first out is,
it's got to be, for me personally, Alex Earl, because I'm comparing my life to a 23-year-old, and I am 36 and a half with two kids, and I'm sitting here like, okay, you know, if I put white eyeliner underneath my eyes, will I look 23? Like, no, Jenna, you won't. So like, I need to stop like being, I think her fame and her fortune and what she's achieved through social media is incredible. She lives like down the street from me, or her family does. Like, it's weird that it's all like, you know, it feels very attainable, which I think is part of her success. But like, I literally read something or saw a TikTok the other day that was like, if you smile more with your upper lip and show more of your like top teeth, you'll look younger. And that's why everybody wants a lip flip to look like Alex Earl. And I'm like, okay, like, do I smile? Like, you know what I'm saying? God, like, you start to think about these things of like being different than who you are. And it's so distracting from your reality. And so for me, I'm recognizing that a person like her is not inspirational for me, but is actually like taking away from my own, I don't know what the right word would be, like comfort or like pride in my own work. And so I love her, but for my personal mental health, she is going to be muted for at least the beginning of 2024.
That is so funny. And thank you for sharing that, because I think
that makes sense though.
100%. And I think a lot of people have thousands of examples of their Alex Earls, right? Like their content creators or fitness instructors or influencers or whoever that they follow that they're comparing their life to. And I'm so happy how you said that. You're like, I am like this age with two children.
It's like, and no time.
Yes. Like, and that's like, I don't know if you saw when she made that video of the, I feel like I'm picking, like, I'm about to go pick up my kids from school,
right,
and like,
in
what
her, like,
she's wearing. And like, it's just, it's so funny. And she's, like you said, she's so sweet. Like, she's great, like, person.
Great at what she does.
Great at what she does, but we're in very different stages of life. So I love that. And I think you could loop in for anyone listening, just out should be anyone that makes you compare, right? And makes you feel less than, and even if they're not trying to, right? Because
right.
It doesn't
that's
matter.
That's not what. Her intention.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I think that's a really, really good one. I'm going to switch the out to a diet culture one. And I know you'll agree because I feel like you've done like a post on this every day for 2 weeks. But we're going to go out with colostrum for diet culture.
Let's
trend.
Talk like, about it.
When is that just going to like stop? Like, I'm just waiting for people to just stop. Because, you know, being pregnant right now, you're newly postpartum, like colostrum comes from your tits. Like the first 5 days, it's the liquid gold, like in the hospital or wherever you deliver until your milk comes in. So I just don't understand.
So, and here's where like it becomes, and I think the reason that it's my Roman Empire is because it's so personal. Like I had to squeeze the shit out of my nipples to get little tubes. I'm talking like these little droppers mm-hmm. of colostrum to then pinch into my baby's mouth so he could get them, right? Like squeeze it. Why are we taking this? Like, so I listened to the owner talk on a podcast. I think she was on Real Foodology's podcast, which is a problem all in and of itself. Okay. And she was saying that it comes from cows that produce an excess of colostrum. They don't. Cows don't produce an excess of colostrum. You produce what is necessary for the babies that come out of you. Maybe she birthed 6 babies. She produced enough colostrum for those 6 babies, which like the fact that they're like, no, it's only taken from grass-fed bovines that have, you know, excess of the, that's not real. So either it's not colostrum and it's their milk that's powdered, right? And who the fuck would know because it's not third party tested by a reputable source. And it's not like anything that we have anything to compare it to. But like, if it is colostrum, then it's actually being taken from babies, baby cows that are then probably sent to get slaughtered. Like the whole thing. And I mean, I eat meat. So like, I'm not a vegan, but like, it makes me want to be a vegan. It's just blowing my mind.
And I the love ads how passionate
are
you are.
So, because the ads make me want to take it and it makes me feel like it will solve every problem I've ever had too, because every time you look at an ad, it's solving another problem.
Is it basically like the new and I say collagen, like I like collagen and I've taken collagen, but is it the new thing in the sense of like it's the new powder that people are like, "Oh, I don't know really what this is, but I'm going to take it."
But the thing about collagen is like collagen never claimed to solve everything.
Yeah.
There's very specific research on what collagen can do for your body, right? Yeah. And collagen is taken from non-harmful. It's not like, it's not taken from a baby calf that needs it, right? But if you look at the colostrum ads, there's one influencer that basically is saying that after her nose job, her gut health went to shit. So it changed her gut health. There's another influencer saying it grew her hair back. Another guy saying it grew his hair back. Another man saying that he no longer has to take the flu shot because he takes colostrum. There's another person saying they lost 1,000,000 pounds because of the colostrum. Somebody else saying that they ran their fastest marathon because of the colostrum. Like, no. It doesn't do all of that. Like, give me a break. So like, and if it did, and like, then I watch it and I'm like, okay, should I just try it? Like, so I get how and why people are investing in it because it's so convincing. Like,
I should have asked, what was it, 2 weeks ago when I had the female farmers on here.
Oh my God. Let's get them back.
Yeah. Because the one lived on the dairy farm. Was amazing. And it's a great episode that we talk about all the bullshit of like grass fed versus blah, you know, blah, 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 blah. And they're amazing. It's a great episode to revisit, but I missed opportunity. We'll have to get them back or have some conversations on colostrum. But yeah, that's just an out for me. I don't know if it was never in
clearly
for me
too.
But clearly you too. And I knew it would strike a chord with you. That's partly why I did it. And just so like our listeners know, very openly, loudly, and proudly that you do not need to take colostrum.
And I will say, I have, I think it was my facialist, my esthetician, told me she is taking it and she was like afraid to tell me. And I was like, listen, if you feel like it's making you feel better, no one out there can tell you that it's not, right?
Yep.
But I will say that if you are a person like me who's seeing these ads and it's like, should I take this? It's like, maybe a great question is, what is something that I'm not doing, you know, that I can do behavior wise first to see if that improves my immune health or, you know, my bloating or digestion in general, my gut health, whatever it is, before taking this supplement that you actually don't know what you're taking. Like, that's the bottom line. Like, yes. It's not third party tested. It says on their box, like, third party tested, but it doesn't say a tester. So like, it's not.
Yeah, so it's a big out for this year. I'm hoping it just disappears and goes away somehow. And
it will not.
It's very surprising. Yeah, it's just surprising looking. How much of like a boom it's gotten, I think.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Wait, you know what? Before we switch from this one, it's funny because I looked through my emails to see like how I even got on their email list because I get emails from them. In 2021, the Armra reps emailed me saying, you know, we have this new product that we think you'll love. Do you want us to send you a box to try it? And I just never responded back in 2021. Now it's 2024. Okay. So it's been around and now it's just like all in our face.
Yeah. TikTok, just paying influencers to talk about it. That's like, and say, like you said, all the 40 different success stories of what it does. It's crazy. So out with colostrum. That's my out to start with.
Okay. So that means we're up to an in. I think an in. What's a good one? What's a good one? What is a good one? I think an in for me would be sleep. I don't think it's ever been an out. But I think even now when sleep is definitely not something I can control, I've always said this for moms, but it's, or parents, I should say, it's something that I'm going to consistently prioritize. And it's because I truly feel so different when I don't. Even when it's not, again, something I can control, which I cannot right now, if I prioritize it, meaning that like I'm going to bed when the baby does or like soon after, and you know, not scheduling something for early in the morning on a night where I didn't sleep well, like that is a priority for me. And I think for everybody, I think sleep should be in, because most people are not sleeping enough and then blaming their digestive health and other things on everything else and looking to take colostrum when the truth could lie in just like maybe more sleep.
So true. And yes, I'm wishing you so much sleep this year as your baby turns 3 months old very soon. You're like right around that corner where it's like, it's coming. Like the...
It's coming and then it goes away.
I know. And then it goes away. It does go away for a little bit, but like it's coming where you're going to have like that. So I just remember hitting that point and being a first time parent, you don't know that that's coming and you just think that you're never going to sleep ever again. And it's like such a beautiful thing when it comes. So hoping... praying, wishing that sleep comes sooner than later for you. with the babe, and then I'll trade you because then I won't be sleeping come May. So it'll be perfect. We'll trade we'll sleep. We'll
both be up then.
That's true. This is true. Okay, my in, which I know you'll agree with because of a post that you did, and I actually messaged you about this. My in, which has always been an in, but it's staying in, is convenience foods.
Yes.
And for many different reasons. But I think, you know, if we think about the diet culture versions of ourselves years ago, and even just what we see on the media, that like everything needs to be fresh and organic and cooked from scratch and raw and all blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, nope, that's not true. And there's so many amazing foods that come in a package that can be so delicious, simple, nourishing. And I feel like that's been something I've been having fun with these last few weeks, is just like finding more convenience foods that are new, fun, like different flavors. And I'm like, it's helping me get more nourishment in, get more energy in, especially with pregnancy. Like I'm still having like, I wouldn't say like nausea, but definitely just like aversions that come and go, right? Like randomly something sounds terrible and then it sounds great. So convenience foods, I think, are going to be in for the rest of my life, but we're definitely just calling it out now.
Especially going into the season you're going into, because I am, it's all I eat at the moment.
Exactly.
Being honest.
Yeah.
And I think on that vein, I'm going to do another in, and it will be meal prepping for me. And yeah, we've talked about this controversial word so many times, but the truth is that what I'm finding is if I don't prep something, whether it's washing and cutting vegetables or pre-cooking a protein, or even just like cooking off some pasta to have it cold in the fridge that I can either reheat or not, like I don't eat lunch. Or yep, I'm eating snacks for lunch, which is fine every once yes in a while, but it's better to eat meals because then I know I'll feel better, right?
Yes.
And it's so, when I have something prepped or available, or even like if I've ordered like deli meat or picked up deli meat from the store and like have that available, to have a plan of what lunch specifically is going to look like for me, my days are just so much better. And easier, and I'm able to be a better parent and every other hat that I wear. And so for me, an in is like meal prepping in a way that is just enhancing my life and decreasing my stress. And that's it, for no other reason.
I love that. And I can't agree more with you. Like there's days that, like you said, there's nothing wrong with eating snacks all day long, or trying to eat an amount of snack that will equal a meal, but it just doesn't feel as fulfilling, and it's not as energizing, and it's not as satisfying a lot of the time too. So I can totally, totally agree with that. And think that's a great one.
Yay.
All right. So then I'll switch to an out over yes here. Ooh. Well, there's so much to get rid of. Okay, I'm going to switch away from diet culture, but it could also be diet culture related, depending on how you look at it. So I've been really big this past year, I would say, even past 2 years when we moved, of like decluttering. Ooh. So like out,
I need to do that.
Out with the clutter. And if you guys enter your home edition like phase, soon, like it kind of forces you to do it, but it's been something like I have a couple other areas of the home that I want to do, like my built-ins behind me being one of them. Like that looks pretty, but like don't open up those cupboards. And so just if you have storage space, like having systems, I don't know, there is something like orgasmic.
You're nesting.
About like that. Like I've always loved, like whenever the home edit came out and like professional organizers became a thing, I was like, oh my God, I'm in the wrong career. Like I need a career change. Like, so out with the clutter, because there's so much. And then you could, again, you could loop this into diet culture with like, when you're obsessed with all of these things, like you can't focus. And I am someone that my environment really dictates how I work and how I show up and my anxiety. So like if I have shit everywhere, like when we went through a home edition for 6+ months, I wanted to pull my hair out every single day, and it was really hard for me to focus. So I just want to like, and again, not like that girl aesthetic where everything's like white and crisp. Like I don't need that. I just want to have what I need and not a lot of excess. Again, back to the word contentment, and yeah, out with the clutter.
I Love that. And it's super inspiring for me because I definitely tried to do that pre-Dylan and like stopped halfway. And now like if I put my laundry away before I run my next load, like it's a win. And
oh, we do like four loads at a time over here. I need to figure out this whole like laundry system thing. I'm not good at it. Once you have more, it's like,
well, we just started potty training, like for real. Like yesterday I just said, fuck it. Like I'm not doing anything else today. Like let's just put undies on you. And he did amazing except for the poop, which I know is very normal.
Okay.
But like, the amount of underwear I know I'm now going to have to wash. Like, how am I going to keep up with it? It's wild. But, like, that's a whole other thing. And I don't know if that's an in or an out, but it's, like, figuring out – my dog's whining. Figuring out or understanding, I think, as a mom that, like, this is the first fucking time I'm doing all of these things, right? And, like, there's so much pressure to be good at being a mom when like you are not even good at being like your own person at the age that you are because it's new, right? Like Everything is new for us. And it's like you see these social media posts. And again, this is why my first in was decreasing social media, because you see these things and you're like, how the fuck do they have that like system, or they're doing this, or like their baby's sleeping and their toddler's dressing himself and they get out the door for drop off on time and everyone's eating breakfast. And it's like the amount of help that I feel like I need in order to even just get Noah to school. Like
the morning is a marathon.
It makes you feel like you're incapable. And I think like my in is just meeting myself where I am. And my out is comparing, this again goes with my Alex Earl theory, like comparing myself to moms that have four kids, three kids, or like know what the fuck they're doing. Cause like I've never potty trained a kid before and I'm figuring it out. And, you know, I think instead of saying like we should be done with this already or like mad at my kid for not, like it's just recognizing we're doing the best we can, both of us. And I think that's really hard.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I love that. And I saw, I don't know where it was, but it was on social somewhere, someone like talking about their parents and how their parent would always say to them, like, this is my first time being a parent, especially like for Noah, right? Like, with your oldest. Like, my first Noah. Time being a parent to a three-year-old.
Yes.
To a, like, you're going to say this to him when he's 19 years old. Like, it's your first time. And like, he doesn't know life without you, but you knew a whole life before him. And it's just, parenting is just so wild. Yeah. People just think like you get handed a kid and you like know what the fuck you're doing. And you do figure it out somehow. But,
you know, you nailed this too, because it's the idea that we should also be calm all the time.
Oh my God.
When like we've never been calm all the time, your whole life.
And now you have a kid screaming
and
at
maybe
your face.
That's like the best case scenario. Like what if they're like screaming and kicking and, you know, running away and like just manic, like they're little manic creatures, like, cause they don't know any different.
Yeah.
And like, I find myself getting mad about it. And then I'm like, look at you right now. Like you can't control your own emotions. Like how can he control his?
Yes. Oh my gosh. So much. Yes. Oh,
but it's also really hard to do. So I think like, that's where that grace comes in and like understanding that you're gonna fuck up. And like, there's one mom friend that I have who has a baby the exact same age as Dylan. And we're like, we say back and forth, like tomorrow we get a chance to start over, or we get a chance to do it again, or we get a chance to like try.
Yes.
If you're lucky.
You just made me think of, so I saw a TikTok of a girl she was like crying on her bathroom floor, and like
we naturally
might, yeah, which we do often. And she was saying, she was like, I think she was about 20 weeks pregnant. She had a toddler. She was like, all I've eaten today is like a mini muffin. He's screaming. I tried to put him down for a nap. Like, I'm losing it. And the best comment that had like 1500 plus likes on it, that there was, she was like, this is the best parenting advice I can give you. Put your toddler in the car. Go drive for as long as possible. Put on the most calming music as possible, although they might scream the entire time, but hopefully they'll settle down. Go get your favorite drive-through, eat the food, and just drive. And I was like, that is so genius, because the amount of times that I'm like, I'm too tired to like go somewhere and do something and chase her, and but then feeling, I don't know. And I was just like, that's like the best parenting advice I've ever been given. So like, put your kids in the car, go get food through drive-through, eat it, drive, put on your most calming music, and just hope and pray that they fall asleep and just never stop driving.
I'm going to drive all the way to Florida.
Yeah, just keep driving. Just keep on driving. But I thought that was such good advice, because I feel like sometimes you need that permission, because it's like, well, I need to be doing these activities to help their growth and learning and cognitive abilities. And it's like, okay, not everything you do needs to be that way, you know?
This past weekend, I cried because I was like looking at Noah's baby book, and by... No, Dylan will be 11 weeks tomorrow. By 11 weeks, like, Noah had like put his feet in the sand, put his feet in the earth. It was grounding, and he's done blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, Dylan has like left the house twice.
He slept on you like the entire time. And that's great. And it's wonderful.
He really has. And it's like something that, it's funny because I never want that phase now to end. Whereas I wished it away with Noah, because yes. There were so many things I felt like I quote unquote needed to be doing, which you didn't, or I didn't, but like, that was just, I didn't know any better. And now I'm like aching for like that 2 week old baby who literally did nothing but just like lay on me. And I had the permission to do nothing in bed and lay with him. Yes. Right. Cause now I could still lay with him, and I do, and I love it, and I try to do it as much as I can. But like, now there are other things that I need to be doing, because I am healed, or, you know, as healed as I, whatever, should be at 11 weeks. And like, you know, I have a house and another kid and a family to take care of and a business. And like, you know, it's just, there's less permission, it feels, because the expectation, and this is another thing, which is why I would love to start talking more like real mom stuff, especially as you go into life with two kids as well, because it's funny how at like 6 weeks, the mindset shifts that like, okay, mom's good to go with like, you know, she can have sex and exercise, so she must be healed. And like, mentally, you're still fucking not healed at all. And physically, you're not either. But like, people start expecting things from you again. And people stop asking, like, how are you? And it shifts more to like, can you do this? Or like, plans and play dates and whatever else. And it's like, you're like expected to be a human again. But like, you can't have a conversation because you're watching a toddler and you're feeding a baby every 3 hours. And if you're pumping or breastfeeding, you're like physically attached to a baby or a machine. And like, trying to leave the house is impossible. It's like, do you have the pump? Do you have the baby? Do you have the toddler? Do you have the bags? Do you, like, have the diaper?
I'd rather not leave.
Right. And which I didn't. So like, I spent a lot of time at home, and I still do, because it's really hard. So I think like that whole like mind fuck really caught up to me this time. And I think, I'm sure other people feel that way too. So we can save that for another episode.
Yeah, that's a perfect segue to more mom episodes that we can come back to. I'm going to share one more in, and then feel free to share one more in or out. And then I feel like we need We're to good. Have people, yeah, DM us some of their ins and outs. So one in for me, which kind of coincides with our decrease in scrolling, my in is social connectedness. So whether Ooh. That be like in person and or virtual, with people that I really want to give my time to and to, you know, have their energy in return. And so I can't remember where I heard this, but I call it the 333, where you take a piece of paper. I've actually done this, and I highly recommend doing it. Take a piece of paper, you do three columns. The columns are 3 minutes, 3 hours, 3 days. And you categorize the people in your life that you want to spend 3 minutes with, that you want to spend 3 hours with, or that you could like spend 3 days with. And it's like not enough time. And obviously, like, sometimes, you know, you're not going to be able to physically spend 3 days with these people. It's just like that act that you would want to. So like, obviously you're a 3 day person.
Ooh, I was just going to say, so, like, when are we spending 3 days together?
Exactly. But so I find that it's so easy when you're just going through life, and especially when scrolling is taking up a lot of our time, that you'll spend hours scrolling. And it's like, I could have gone and looked at this list and been intentional of like, who's someone that I can FaceTime? Like, who's someone that I can call? Who's someone that I can go ask to get coffee? Cause it's like, that obviously takes effort and it takes intentionality to do it. And life is crazy and we're in a very overwhelming season of life. But like, you always feel better once you're talking to those people that you really want to spend time with. And so, and we know with the social determinants of health, when we're looking at like what impacts our overall health, like our social circumstances are truly more impactful than our genetics and our biology. And it's something that has completely gone to shit. And we all live in these homes and like isolate ourselves and don't leave. And, but again, that's where like, it doesn't always have to be in person. It can be virtual, like what you and I are doing right now. And so that's a big one for me, because I know that like, if I don't write it down and kind of like see it, then I can go like months and be like, oh, like I haven't talked to so-and-so. And it's like, I really want to, like, why haven't I, you know?
And you, I love that so much. And that's so powerful, because sometimes you feel, you know, for me personally, like I feel so lonely, and then I'm like, this is my fault. Yeah. Right? Like, I'm not reaching out to the right people, or I'm not, you know, like making an effort to, you know, start a conversation with somebody or like ask somebody else how they're doing. Like, waiting for someone to text you sometimes is just like not the answer, you know?
And you might be emotionally exhausted, again, in the stage of life you're in. So give yourself grace if you haven't been keeping up with people. But it's like, it's even good to just see it, to be like, who would make me feel like safe right now? And then like shooting them a text, or, you know, whatever it is.
I love that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
And that inspires me to say that my last in would be like just being unconditionally able to set boundaries and to just be, to make decisions that are best for me. And I think that that is something that I always struggle with as a people pleaser, right? But like unconditional boundaries, if I don't want to do something, just saying I don't want to do something instead of being like, oh, we can't because like, nope, we're unavailable, right? Yep. Or like, you know, just like something that simple, like you don't have to explain, there doesn't need to be a reason. It could just be, I don't want to. Yep. The person doesn't need to know that, but like that can be it. And like unconditional permission to like do things that make me happy and like not have to explain why. And I think that's also something that I feel constantly, like, especially being like a public person on social media, like you feel like you have to explain your decision sometimes. I'm like, I don't want to do that anymore. Right. Like, I don't want to feel that. I had a comment yesterday. One of my posts that was like, oh, so you're a processed foods mom. And like, part of me was like, I want to shoot this person a nasty message back and explain like why I am, or like whatever the fuck that means. But then I was like, you know what? Like, the energy it would take to write that response, like the comments already buried in the post that's currently getting many, many nasty comments on it right now. But like, you know, letting that go is unconditionally the best decision for me. And like, that's it. Like that is my final answer.
I like that. I like that a lot. And I, again, I agree with everything you've said today. I think a lot of people are going to connect to a lot of the things we're saying, and there's a lot of different ways that it can relate to someone, and just grateful for these conversations.
Oh, I missed you so much.
I know, you too. And so happy new year to everyone who is listening. We are so grateful that you're here. We're excited for another year ahead of just very candid, raw, open, vulnerable conversations.
As we both go through some pretty volatile times in our lives.
Yes. So definitely excited for what's to come.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of What the Actual Fork Pod. We know there are a lot of pods out there, and we are so grateful that you are here listening with us.
So if you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to subscribe, like, share with all of your friends and faves, and don't forget to rate and review and let us know what you want to hear more of. The more we hear from you, the more that we can make these episodes exactly what you want. We would also love to connect with you on Instagram at WhatTheActualForkPod.
We promise to continue to bring you the hottest topics, greatest guests, and the most fun you can possibly have fighting diet culture bullshit. We love you, we appreciate you, and we will see you next week for more fun.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.